because I know for a fact I tend to put myself on the back burner for other people. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro. I hope you are doing well. I am excited for today's episode because it is about all the events I have been going to. If you've been following me, you'll know about them. If not, here's a quick recap. About 3 months ago, I started attending events. Some of these were paid for. Some of these were free ones I found online. Some of them were family events. But I challenged myself to actually do these kinds of things. And the first one was an Essence event I happened to see on Instagram. I decided to wake up and attend it the next day. It was free at Canal Walk and it was incredible. I had such a good time. I made a whole day of it. It's such a cool memory for me now. But this is actually a big deal for me in particular because I'm such a homebody. I like being at home. I like my four walls in my room. It's where I'm most happy. So leaving the house in general is just like, ugh, a slip. But I do it. I am definitely someone who likes my environment and places and things I'm comfortable with. If I go to a particular mall, I like going there for a long time, and that has always been a thing with me. So having to challenge myself to actually go out and try new things has been fun. I've also developed a new confidence around it, which is interesting. But the Essence event in particular was the start of the snowball, because once I did that and I enjoyed it so much, I had a event that I knew was coming up for Women's Day that I was attending with a whole bunch of people that I know, my mom, my brother's girlfriend, her family members and things, because it was part of their church, and that was incredible. Those were tickets we paid for. I found another event online at Woolworths. They were having a Demologica event that I went to. And then my sister's birthday was before that. So there was just a whole bunch of things going on that I thoroughly enjoyed. And then in September, it was again my mom's birthday. Went out for that. What else did I do in September? I can't even remember because there's just so many things going on. I think I went to an uncle's house for lunch in September as well. That was really fun. And then I was also looking at other events. It was the public holiday, which I did mention. I did a whole episode on that. I will leave it linked, where I went to the movies. All those little things. And then more recently, was it last week or the week before? Time blurs together at that point, so just forgive me for not knowing exactly when. But recently on a Friday, I went hiking with a friend of mine, and it was absolutely stunning. It was such a good day for me because we went hiking. It wasn't a big extravaganza of expenses. It was literally fill your water bottle up, put on your shoes, and let's hit the trail. And we did. We got together early on Friday and then left to the place to go hike. We went hiking, got some coffee on the way home, and then I got some Chinese food for us, and we just chilled at her place and ate. It was awesome because it was such a good thing to take a hike, literally and figuratively, in nature, enjoying our beautiful country first of all, but also the fresh air and exercise, because we were walking for an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, I want to say. I can't even remember. We just got lost in the forest and it was so stunning, and people could bring their dogs, so we saw so many cute little puppies and dogs and all sorts of things, which actually threw me back to the just after graduating university days, where my friends and I would go to the nature reserve. We'd have a picnic, we'd take a nice walk, we'd come back and chill. So it's such a cool thing. Shout out to my bestie who's listening. If you know, you know. Those are the days. Now we've upgraded them a bit to like wine tasting and things, but it's still such a fun thing to go on that hike and that walk. And that is kind of something that just brought me back full circle. Thinking about it, going for this walk with her is literally making time for these things that you absolutely love to do in your life. Because making time to be with friends, yes, the circumstances change, what you do changes, but making an effort for that one-on-one time with them will always be worth it. Making time to meet with family strengthens those bonds. Making time to just have a sibling day like I did. That was really, really fun. And making time for yourself, above all, I think is the most important factor. Because when I did this, I realized I love my days in because they're never boring. I do all my hair stuff. Like I did a hair mask a while back. That was nice because I just did all my hair care. Or doing my nails. That is always so fun because I'll clean them, cut them, file them, do a bit of massage, then do my nails. And that is a long process, but very well worth it. Or even just a at-home spa day. Because yes, I've got all sorts of face masks that I keep forgetting to use and setting aside time to just thoroughly do all the skincare steps and the face masks and the serums and the things. That is such a nice thing because it's emphasizing self-care, self-love, and just time to be with yourself so that in the long run, you know you can always come back to you, kind of a thing. Like, be your own best friend. That is the best thing about it. And especially once you have other people and commitments in your life, it's very hard to choose yourself. Because I know for a fact, I tend to put myself on the back burner for other people. And once you have these habits in place, it's like, no, sorry, that's been blocked out in my diary. That's my at-home movie night. That is my spa day. That is my hair day. Not moving it for you, sorry. Or rather, sorry, not sorry. Because why should we put other people in front of ourselves? We are the only ones that need to take care of ourselves. Not in a bad way. Or a self-centered way, because self-care is not selfish. It's kind of essential at this point in time. So make sure you take time to do you, be you, enjoy yourself. Sometimes it can even be as fun as just going out for your hair or going out for your nails if you can afford the splurge. Because I know for me, I've been doing my own eyebrows and taking the time to pluck them. Yes, it's a bit painful, but I'm so happy with the results afterwards. I cannot even begin to explain the feeling of just having good eyebrows. For me, it's my eyebrows. If my eyebrows are fine, the world is fine. That is where I stand on that. But having to make time to do it can be a bit of an effort and a bit of an annoyance. However, I know it's important for me to do that. So that is what I do. And that is what I want to encourage you to do. Find things that make you happy. Find people you enjoy spending time with. And then go do those things. Spend time with those people and keep going, because that is going to just improve your life in a massive way that you won't even realize how important it has been for you to do that. So that is what I'm doing. I'm trying to keep this short. So I feel like I've rushed my points a bit, but I do think I've given you what I needed to give you and gotten to the point I needed to get to. Which leads me to the song of the week, which is My House by Flo Rida. Yes, it's a bit of a throwback. It's a bit of an old song, even though it shouldn't be called that, because I know some people get upset when they're like, oh, the song is such a throwback. And it's like, the song came out like yesterday. In the meantime, it's more than 10 years ago. So it's okay. It's fine. That's how numbers work. That's how aging works. But My House by Flo Rida is such a good song. Because it's such a party vibe. I mean, just the lyrics alone is such a tremendous thing to listen to. Because you can interpret it in whichever way you want. Whether you have an apartment or a house, the lyrics still vibe. And especially, it's such a welcoming song. Like, I was vibing to the song the other day. And I'm just like, this isn't my house. But I'm vibing. This isn't my things. But I'm welcoming you in and letting you just chill and take your time. So definitely go give that song a listen, vibe to it if you need to, and definitely do you. Don't just let other people rule you. Do you, okay? That is the end of my spiel. I will, as usual, ask you to keep being a better being, and I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.